and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and later on today, I will be singing a song that President Obama sang, Amazing Grace. God damn.
Oh, you didn't hit the post on that.
I need to back that up, Phil.
We don't have any time.
Yeah, don't. Mr. Henry said no.
Well, as soon as I said Amazing Grace, I heard this.
You gotta do it, you know.
I know I got, but I heard this screeching.
Sorry, Margaret, but
later on I'll be singing Amazing Grace on this. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Amazing Grace and then the F word. All right.
Phil, I was backed into it, all right?
What do you mean backed into it?
Don't. Yeah, no. Not at the beginning of the week. Don't do it, bud.
You said backed into it, which means you put your butt.
You ask for it, I deliver. You go right ahead. Give me the address and the phone number. I'll deliver. I'm Margaret Gray.
Chicken lickin's lickin' chicken.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hey, oh. Oh, man.
You guys done?
Let the record show I didn't start this.
Yeah, the record shows that. Welcome to the program here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's my purse, yes. What are you doing with it?
You kicked it over here, Ms. Gray.
All right.
Hey, Margaret, don't be looking at everybody like they're thieves, all right?
I did not lick it.
Oh, my God, you said you licked Robert.
Yeah! How's that, a hot foot?
Put it out. Somebody get me a garden hose.
Yahoo! God damn!
How'd you get a match under his...
Don't worry about it. I have my ways. Yeah. Would you turn this crap... Isn't that wonderful? Who is that?
Meek Mill.
All right, so welcome to the show, the Phil Hendry Show, for today, Tuesday. And as I mentioned, we were not on live yesterday. We did have an encore show because I went to a...
Now look, Phil, don't start giving us the whole Hollywood rundown, all right?
No, but I told the audience, I said I went to a rap party for... playing house, and I went because I usually don't go to those because I am so far afield of the city. I live, outside. I live out on Channel Islands.
Don't live on an island. Some people ask. Yeah, we get a lot of people asked, does Mr. Henry live out on an island?
No, I don't live on an island. I live at a place called Channel Islands Beach.
Well, but when you say that you usually don't go to those, it sounds as if you think you're Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah, it sounds like you're like, well, usually.
No, what I'm trying to say here is that a lot of times I can't make it because I just live so far away. I don't think I'm better than anybody.
Well, then you have to clarify those things, Phil, because there's an awful lot of people that think you think that you're some kind of a big deal, which of course you know you're not.
Yeah, I know that, Margaret.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Yeah.
No, I know I'm not a big deal. I'm just trying to tell you that usually I can't make it to those things. But I did last night, and I'm very grateful that I did because it was, far rather, I should say Sunday night. And I'm glad that I did because it was a lot of fun. They're great people. And, you got to do, it's part of the thing. So I wasn't sure whether I was going to go until the very last second. And then I did. And that means we had to put up an encore show. So I put, to the extent that we didn't really get you guys prepared for that, I apologize for that. And then we had some other technical things we were dealing with here,
What is the sound card? Because I had people all weekend. My wife, Patsy, goes, right, man, doing a sound card. Are you going to be working on Monday? And I said, I don't know. See, my voice is drying out again.
Yeah, get some water, General.
Yeah, get me some water, will you?
I haven't heard that in a while.
What?
I haven't heard your voice dry out.
Well, guess what time of year it is?
Oh, it's the summer.
Yeah, the summer,
Oh, that's interesting. So you should stay hydrated through these months.
Well, I'm trying to. Thank you, bud.
That's a Diet Pepsi.
Don't worry about it, friend. That's what I want. That's what I want. I get it.
Yeah, what the General wants. The General gonna get.
Okay, but that's not what I call proper hydration.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Hendry.
Hey!
Yeah, but then you ain't a doctor.
Well, Phil is right, though. You should have water.
All right, I'll take it under advisement. Jesus Christ, may I finish what I was gonna say?
Go ahead.
So anyway, I had people all weekend long say, well, what do you call a sound card? God damn it.
Get some more water.
Get me water.
Would you get him some more water? This is what I'm saying.
No, what exactly do you think you're saying anyway? Hold on for a minute. Yeah, baby.
That's Diet Pepsi, man. That's partially water.
Well, let me tell you something, man. Fuck.
Here, I'll go get some.
Better get me water.
Yeah, there you go.
General, you are holding up the flow of this show because you do not have the good sense. You do not have the good consciousness and awareness. All right?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Fuck it.
Say what she says, the F word.
Will you give him some water for crying out loud?
God, you need it more than me.
You understand? You went with your devil.
All right, okay. Now, what were you saying, Margaret?
Nothing. Forget it.
Yeah, I know. You're right. I was holding up the show. I'm sorry.
All right, that's all I'm trying to say. If you would drink your water and hydrate your voice prop, listen to my voice, all right? I'm a singer.
Yeah, I've heard your voice, Margaret. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
No, he didn't mean anything by that.
Yeah, I bet he better not have.
No, no, you're just... Listening to you is like listening to nightingales. I swear to God.
Well, there's a lot of sarcasm there.
No, he really means it. Yeah.
I told you to keep your mouth shut.
Listen to my voice, as I was going to say. Amazing Grace. See?
What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
What do you mean, what was that?
We're doing this, Gray. It sounded almost like there's... God, man, there was an air attack.
Yeah, almost like an air raid sound or something.
An air raid? Are you people kidding?
Margaret, what was that all about?
What was what about?
Amazing!
I was showing you my range.
That's not showing us your range. You're showing us your ability to hold a note, maybe.
Yeah, that's not range. That's good breath control.
Well, what am I talking about, then?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the flexibility of my voice.
Yeah, it was great. I was being more like... Amazing. Yeah, all the different notes and stuff that you can do.
Oh, all right, here. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that raised a wretch like me. See what I'm saying, God?
All right, Margaret,
What is it with you clowns? Every time I try to give you guys a music lesson, you look almost as if someone had let a real good ripe one go.
Well, I mean, Miss Gray, I don't want to knock it or anything.
Are you trying to tell me I have a bad voice?
You've got a beautiful voice, Margaret. You have a beautiful voice.
Yes, I know, and?
And the things you do,
Yeah, you do all kind of weird things with it.
What weird things?
Look, Margaret, what's the point of you going, Amazing Grace?
I don't sing like that, and you know that.
You know what? I'll get Frank on here, and he'll tell the truth. He'll tell the truth.
My husband always tells me the truth.
This Gray, I'm just trying to say, you know, when you go, yeah, it's only when you go,
shut up, I understand.
All right, take it easy. Everybody, take it easy. In the immortal words of Mike Ditka to John Elway in that really good TV commercial that I forgot all about.
Yeah, I forgot that one too, but it's pretty funny.
It was great. All right, today we're going to have on the show Austin Amarca. No, excuse me, Tom Catton. We were going to have Austin Amarca from Don't Mess with Texas, but he's busy. He's doing 9 million other interviews. But we are going to have on Tom Catton from Tom Catton's Health Wagon. And it'll be a very interesting interview, I think, guys, because not only will he be talking to us about the Health Wagon, he's going to be talking to us about gay rights, gay marriage, stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah, Tom Catton's Health Wagon is taking a strong political stand on thing, just like Ben and Jerry, just like the Whole Food, all that.
Yeah, he wants to take political stands like the rest of them do.
He thinks he's some hippie or something.
Well, I think Tom Catton has a wonderful product with the Health Wagon and different things, so I would be interested in that.
All right. We'll find out from Tom Catton what's going on. And then Art Griego on the California drought through this summer, and are you man enough to have a front lawn? I have no idea what that means, and I know you talked to him, General.
Well, he thinks that you're some kind... Excuse me for saying this, Phil, but you planted a couple of palms this past week, did you?
I beg your pardon?
You planted two triangle palms.
Did you put the triangle palms in?
Yes, we did. I put in two palm trees in my house. Yeah, why?
Well, he thinks you're some kind of a pussy because those are drought resistant. And
of course.
Well, it's just, you know.
He thinks you're being a big wuss because you should be planting.
I should be planting things that take a lot of water.
That's what he says. He says you're not man enough for a front lawn. It's the new Art Griego book. And
oh, it's a book, is it?
Well, he wants it to be a book.
It's almost a book.
In what sense?
He's thought about it being a book.
It could be a book.
But it ain't a book.
Well, it almost is.
Oh, will you come? So we'll have Art Griego on with his bullshit. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Wow.
You know, Phil,
don't worry about it. Art Grieg will be on with his stuff. In the meantime, we have far more pressing things to do. We have Bob Bacon with traffic. Bob, what's it look like?
I was worried about that because right now, we're looking out here on the Coast Highway, and I'm up out to 5 to 10. There's 5 and 10, 15, 5, 50, 10, gets 20. And out here, top town to Piper Sound of God's Drive, grown a pig and away he run. Now, if you're coming in town, if you're inbound to the town, and you're going to the town car of the inbound, if you're inbound and you're outbound, I'll tell you what, you're bound to be really disappointed. I'm bound for glory here. This is Bob Bacon with traffic. And I'll tell you something right now. If you go on Channel 5 and you watch the 16th Fest, watch the 16 Sisters of Channel 5, the 16 Sisters, and Fifth Sense is, it's the sister and the sister with a fifth in. Bob Bacon, traffic. And this is Harvey Wireman with the news. Harvey Wireman's news here for the news break. Well, Phil, you're going to...
I'm here, yeah.
All right. Hold on. I got the... God damn it.
I got a glass.
Give me the glasses. Thank you. My granddaughter...
That's nice.
Yeah. My granddaughter gave me glasses. Okay, here we go. Louisiana. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay, Louisiana. Walmart has issued an apology, and
Walmart has issued an apology.
What's that?
A Louisiana Walmart has issued an apology.
Is this the same story I'm reading?
Yes, yes.
Well, I don't see any word even remotely like that. I'm looking at Lousywana. Lousywana has Walmart issued an apology.
What does that mean, will you, Wireman? Tell us what that means.
Hey, General, let me tell you something. I don't give a shit if you're the head of the...
Can we please watch the language?
I don't care. I'm getting sick and tired.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave the room before somebody gets me angry.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Look, Harvey, you would just listen to me?
I'm listening to you. I don't need the peanut gallery weighing in.
The peanut gallery? Woo!
Yeah, that's right. The peanut gallery.
Wait. It's a Louisiana Walmart has issued an apology.
All right, a Louisiana Walmart. After its Bakuri Mata Akaka with Isis fly. Okay?
Mata Akaka made a flag, made a cake with the Isis flag.
Say it again.
Made a cake with the ISIS flag.
All right, made a cake with the... God damn, what's everybody got up? Everyone's got a bug up their ass, okay? And no bug spray.
Very good.
Thank you. Now...
We're just trying to help out.
No, you're not doing anything, Margaret, as far as I can tell.
All right, just forget about everybody else. Go ahead.
All right,
I don't say what about...
That's that, honey?
I don't know what about.
I don't understand. I don't speak, kid. What did you just say? My fly's open. God damn it. Would you get the kid out of here, please? How'd like my granddaughter went ada wada ba ba ba? That supposedly means your fly's open in kid. How about that, Phil?
That's, yeah.
Forget it.
Well, look, Harvey, we've got a lot of things to do.
Yeah. An ass Ociati in a local stare.
An associate in a local store.
That says to me, that says an ass in a Ciati Laca.
An associate.
All right, in a local store. Did not canal why the designee me aunt and made a mistake. And
didn't know what the design meant and made a mistake.
You know, you sound so bored with this, Phil. Why don't you do it?
You know what? I'm beginning to think maybe I ought to.
Oh, so you're going to take an old man, a veteran of the Second World War, an attorney of great note and respect, a man that has the love and respect, and the...
What, are you having a hard time breathing?
I thought I didn't have to deal with your ass anymore, okay? I'm talking to Henry right now, and he's telling me that I ought to just hang it up, even though I'm a respected attorney.
Yeah, respected attorney. Nobody understands a thing you're saying.
What's that?
No one understands a thing you're saying.
Didn't quite make that out.
Will you turn the music to thank you?
I said no one understands anything you're saying!
I can't hear a goddamn thing he's saying. Anyway, and...
Oh!
So we have here... Sounds like someone sat on someone's fist a minute ago.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the...
Harvey, we got the story. Thank you.
All right, so you're blowing me off the line again, right?
No, I'm not. We've got the story.
Look... Anytime you want to take this bit over, just say so.
I'd like to take the bit over.
No, you may not. I have been told...
You're not the
My granddaughter just called me a filthy name and kid. Baba Adudu means you are a sack of traitorous... Well, that's what I think it means. I'm having an argument with my daughter.
All right, Harvey, thanks very much for your help. This is Harvey Wireman.
Yeah, okay, Harvey...
So,
I don't know, Mr. Danny. I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to put up with that.
Yes, that is an abomination of a segment.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You guys were all in favor of it. You thought it would be really cute.
I thought the guy had credulity.
Well, you guys are all giving a hard time to Harvey Wireman. You can't even pronounce the word credulity. I'm sorry, it's a...
Get credulity!
Credulity!
Credulity! Phil, you're femming.
Yeah,
all right, I'm sorry, I'm femming. Femming.
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I have all the respect in the world for Wireman, but I can't sit still in a segment when a guy is saying an associato, and he's just...
Yeah, I said the guy's an ass.
An associate is what he meant to say.
Yes, I know he meant to say that, but somehow Wireman never gets around to saying it. That's my point, and that's the thing that I've done and where I've been with it. And I don't...
All right, I tell you what we'll do.
Let's see, we're going to go to a break, and then we have Tom Catton coming up. Oh, and I want to remind everyone to write a review, if at all possible, if you'd like to, if you would, if you couldn't, if perhaps you wouldn't, if you... I don't know. But write a review of our website, of our podcast on iTunes. Ratings and reviews on iTunes, we very, very much deeply appreciate.
That's right. Just go to the podcast there on iTunes and write a review of our podcast if you like it, because we really appreciate it, because that's where it's all at, because that's what they want us to do, because that's how it gets done, because that's how shit gets done.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing is our email list, too.
We'll get to the email list. Just remember, write a rating or review of The Phil Henry Show there on iTunes.
By the way, this is the last day of our microphone giveaway to be in the running to win our old studio microphone. This is a piece of, well, I'd like to think it's a piece of broadcast history, perhaps. All you got to do is have a BSP. So you got to either have a existing BSP or sign up, get yourself a backstage pass, and be in the running to win the Phil Henry Show microphone. Yeah. All right, Tom Catton is on the line with us, and Tom Catton has the health wagon, and he is going to be in and around the Southern California area again today. He will also be traveling on to Scottsdale, Arizona later on in the week. On the weekend, we'll be in Dallas, Texas. You'll be in Texas just in time for, I guess, some big doings over there, huh, Tom?
Well, Phil, it seems that way, but we're certainly excited to be in the Southern California area, that we're going to be at the Fleminger Mall, which is in Casa Grande, California. We'll be with the Top Captain Health Wagon Wheatgrass Shakes. We're going to have our protein shakes. We'll have the pomegranate mist. We'll have some delicious apricot and date treats. And all of that, of course, is part of the Top Catton Wagon Wheel to Health all over 2015. Ride the Top Catton Health Wagon Wheel to Health, the Cobb Salad.
It's named after you.
Yeah, the Top Catton, you're right. I'm so excited, but also a little bit of trepidation, because the Top Catton Health Wagon, Phil, is stepping out in front of a lot of social issues. We want people to understand and certainly be a part of.
I know you guys are going to be in Texas this coming weekend as part of an ongoing series of demonstrations, both pro and con, vis-a-vis gay marriage, right?
Well, that is right, Phil. You know, there's an old song, Phil, by Johnny Winter. I'm going down to Dallas with my razor and my gun.
Oh, my God, that's a rather violent song.
Well, Margaret, it's an old blues song. Certainly, I'm not going to Dallas with anything more. The reason why I brought it up is not to say I'm going to Dallas with my razor and my gun. Boy, my throat's getting a little dry there, General.
Yeah, well, the air is drying. Phil says that you need to hydrate.
Oh, is that what Phil says? All right. Well, Phil is absolutely right. We do need to hydrate, but there's a lot more. We need essential oils. We need essential waxes. And we need to keep filtration, Phil. So when you say we need to be hydrated, you're just part of, that's just part of the answer, Phil. Tom Catton's Health Wagon has a comprehensive and 100% description of what you need to do to be hydrated. And while Phil Hendry is a great talk show host and a wonderful host and a wonderful man, you want to get your health advice from individuals who've lived it, who've breathed it, and who have walked it. And Tom Catton has walked the walk, and I've talked the talk, too.
Well, yeah, but you do believe in hydration.
Oh, I do believe in hydration, but I also believe in getting advice from the right people. And I believe in waxing, I believe in oiling, and I believe in filtration.
All right, I'm not trying to take your job from you, Tom. I just thought hydrating was important.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right, Phil. No, you're right. But when we hydrate, we have to also, you know, it's not just a matter of you, the host of a show, saying, oh, I drink water, maybe you should too. Get your advice from Tom Catton's Health Wagon. So,
well, what about any health food store, any holistic healer?
No. Well, I suppose you could go to... Doctors don't know anything about it. Medical doctors remain clueless, and in the 18th and 19th century, when it comes to preventative care, most of your holistic healers, your chiropractors, are still fooling around with a lot of the old 70s style, oh, here, drink a lot of pomegranate juice. But we at Tom Catton's Health Wagon...
Wait, hold on for a minute, Tom.
Well, I wasn't finished, but go ahead.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I just want to ask, what do you mean the 70s...
Well, a lot of the chiropractors are still handing people bottles of vitamin water, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so all the questions done?
Yes, Tom, yes.
Yeah, don't have any more.
All right, so now I forgot where I was.
You were saying that you,
Wait. I know. Nowadays, we don't go for that. We go for the Tom Catton method, and that is the new method of waxing, oiling, and filtration. And
that is what helps keep us hydrated.
Well, that is part of what helps us stay hydrated, Phil, yes. But there's an awful lot more. And so that's why we do suggest that you get your advice from Tom Catton, or if you must, from any accredited health food store where they have individuals that have partaken, for instance, in flaxseed experimentations, individuals who have taken part in the experimentations using the recycled sewage water, what is called vitamin or urine vitamin water.
What is urine vitamin water?
That is water that's filtered. You want me to go and...
Oh, no, you're not saying...
Well, it's nothing to be afraid of, but I thought I'd ease into it because I knew that you don't have a very progressive staff there, Phil.
Well,
what was that supposed to mean, me?
Yes, not just you, General.
Well, I mean, when you say, I think anybody is going to have to be eased into something like that.
All right, well, you can ease into it all you want. See, when I say ease into it...
Ease into it!
That's what happens. You've got a guy there on the staff, Dickman, who's just waiting. He can't wait to get the crack in about anal intercourse. And
that is absolutely unappreciated by me.
I understand that, but I know what I'm up against when I'm on your show.
You cannot blame Bud Dickman for that. I didn't hear him say anything.
You know what, Tom? That's right. Bud was sitting there quietly.
So you're going to indict me?
You're the guy that brought up anal. Nobody else did.
I'm saying, if I say ease into it, Phil, let me just ask you a question for a moment, okay? If you might, because I'm driving and I don't want to get too excited here, but I want to ask you a question that you can answer however you want to answer.
Go ahead.
If I say that I have a topic that has to do with urine vitamin water and I need to ease into it... Wait a minute.
Not that idiot again!
You guys know what that is?
That's a cop. We know who that is.
I know it's a cop.
You better pull over for him.
Well, I've got to pull over, but you seem to know who he is.
We do know who he is. He's this cop that uses his voice as a siren.
I see it, right? Yes, my name is Tom Catton. I'm with the Health Wagon, and it is a health food. I don't need to know what you do for a living. You want to... Yes, I'm on the Phil Hendry Show. What is it with everybody on the Phil Hendry Show?
Why don't you give the phone to him, and he can talk to me?
No. Would you like to speak to Mr. Henry? No, I would not like to speak to Mr. Henry. All right, you were doing about 70 miles an hour and 60. Got to see that? That was right here. All right, I'm going to have to cite you. I have to cite you not only for being going speeding. Yeah, speeding.
I have to cite you for not only speeding, I have to cite you for holding on, looking at a, you had a, what do you call that? I was talking on my car phone. Well, you're not, you're talking on a mobile phone, and so you were talking on a phone. You're going to cite me for that. Yeah, I got to cite you for that. And I also have to cite you for, you've got the light that's back here. See these two? Can you get out of your car for a minute? Yes. Hold on, Phil. I got to get out of the car now. This guy wants me to... I can tell you that I'm not really all that... I'm not too familiar with the officer. I'm not really all that familiar with what it is you want me to do, but I'll try and do... See that? Yeah, I see that. Those are two taillights around. So that light there is blown out.
And so what are you going to...
I got to give you a ticket for that.
Okay, he's ticketing me, Phil, for the...
All right, well, hurry up and get the ticket.
Oh, okay, I'll hurry up, Phil. Who's that? I'm talking on the radio. Is this guy, Henry?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Phil Henry.
Yeah, I got a guy here. But, boy, it sure is peaceful out here.
Yeah, a moment ago, we were in the traffic.
Yeah, you're talking on a phone. I'm going to ticket you for that. And, okay, that's it. I got to get out of here. I will tell you this much, sir, and I mean this with all great sincerity. You know, you just really blow it. You blow a chipmunk.
Well, I think you suck, too, but I wouldn't go so far as to, you know, say it to your face.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? Thank you very, very much. Now I have to mount my motorcycle, be on my... I have to get on my trusty steed and get my ass out of here. All right. See you later.
Thank you, officer.
Yeah, huh?
You know, this is very nerve-wracking, Phil, having to deal with this shit.
You know, just calm down.
Very nerve-wracking, Phil, having to deal with this. I apologize.
All right, Tom, you're on your way to,
Right now, I ought to be on my way to a bar to get a drink.
Oh, my, you don't really, you don't countenance that kind of thing, do you?
I don't what?
You don't countenance drinking alcohol after you've had a shock, do you?
In my case, yes, I do. Yes, I do. In any event, Phil, what was your question?
My question is, this weekend, Saturday, you're going to Texas.
Yes, we're going to Texas. I'm going to be in Texas. And we're going to be protesting gay marriage there. Now, as you know, Phil...
Wait a second. You're protesting gay marriage?
Yes, I am. And the reason why we're doing that is because of the Tom Catton's health wagon is going to be opposed to the very things that a lot of other health food stores are in favor of. We are going to be doing some counter-marketing, Phil. And that means that if, for instance, Whole Foods is in favor of gay marriage or Whole Foods is in favor of pro-choice, well, Tom Catton's health wagon will be against it.
Well, and why?
I just got done telling you.
So this is opposite marketing.
Yeah, you're going to go against a guy just because a guy's a certain way.
Yes, that's right, Dickman. I'm going to go against a guy because a guy's a certain way. Look, gay marriage is still very, very controversial. Where do the people shop who are opposed to two guys, you know, where do people shop for their health food? Where do those people who are opposed to a woman having the freedom to choose for herself whatever she wants to do with her own body, which...
Well, you realize that makes sense, don't you?
Well, it sort of does, but I've got to take a marketing stand, so I'm going to be opposed to that.
You know, that doesn't make any sense, Catton.
I don't care if it doesn't make any sense, General. It's what I'm going to do. I'm Tom Catton, and as far as I'm concerned, I've got to make this company survive. I've got to do what I've got to do to make this company survive.
Is that that cop?
Yeah, well, he's going by me. I guess he ticketed another guy. He ticketed another guy right after he ticketed me.
So you're going to Texas to protest gay marriage?
Yes. I'm going to protest gay marriage, and I'm going to protest pro-choice, and we will be the first health food chain, Tom Catton's health wagon, to do this. And I think it's going to do a world of good for people who don't like gays or gays getting married or anything having to do with a gay, but they still want a good, nutritious milkshake or piece of bologna. I don't know.
Well, you know what? That's a real stretch.
Well, it may be a stretch, but guess what? It's my stretch. This is now my territory. I've staked it out, and I'm putting everybody on notice. Don't come near me. Don't dance with me. You want to dance? You dance with Catton.
You know what, Catton? I'm sorry. It just doesn't threaten me.
Well, I tell you what you do. Open up a health food store somewhere near me and talk about how much you like seeing two dudes get married. And then start selling all your fat-free bologna and...
What do you mean bologna?
I mean the sliced...
Bologna?
Yes, bologna. Sir, sell that.
You know what? That's not my line of work, Captain. I wouldn't get involved in that. I wouldn't get involved in that with your bologna, okay?
Yeah! Come on, turn it!
Have some respect. But I'll tell you this right now. You're barking up the wrong bologna, friend.
Oh, so I'm climbing up a guy's bologna, am I? Phil, this is...
All right, look, Tom, I'll talk to you later. Good luck.
This is the most...
All right, that's Tom Catton. And another guy you hung up on. No, I didn't hang up on him so much as I just eased him out and ended the conversation because we have one holy hell of a lot of stuff to do. God almighty, what a whack job that guy is.
Now, let me, I just want to get this straight. Catton is going to stake out new territory by, what is the thing he's doing?
It sounds to me like what he's going to do, he's going to be a health food store in a health food chain for people that have very reactionary and conservative views.
Yeah, in other words, conservatives like health food too.
Yes, well, why don't they go to Whole Foods?
Because Whole Foods and places like that generally have very publicly stated political views. I don't know, man. What does Whole Foods stand on gay marriage?
You look at me, what I know about it.
Yeah, you probably know about it, man, because you want to marry a guy.
You want to marry the guy? Great.
Come on.
No, that's okay.
Watch it. We're going to be right back in the Phil Hendry Show. We've got Art Griego on to talk about drought as long as we are in the mood to talk about current events here, which is quite interesting. World famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Right back here with Art Griego. And what happened there? Right back here with Art Griego and his comments, Art Griego's comments about the drought.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you to get on the Phil Hendry Show email list. And when you get on the Phil Hendry Show email list, by God, you'll get our emails. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, the Phil Hendry Show email list, you'll find out what's going on.
And also remember when you go over to our website to get on the Phil Hendry email list there by hitting that link, you might as well hit one other little link, and that is for our online store. All the Phil Hendry merchandise is available there at philhendryshow.com, from ball caps to t-shirts to hoodies to shot glasses to coffee mugs to all of the hard copy CDs and the downloads that you could ever want. That's the Phil Hendry Show website, his merch store, and our BSP email list. Join it today.
Well, then, the Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California will return in just a moment.
Yeah!
Yeah, so this past weekend, what I did was I went down to my friendly neighborhood. Where did I go, bud?
Down to Tom the Piper's son.
To what?
Yeah, I got the Green Thumb.
Green Thumb.
Well,
not Tom, the Piper's son. What the hell is... That's the Green Thumb.
Yeah, well, what's the difference?
What's the difference? One is Green Thumb and the other is Tom, the Piper's son.
Tom, the Piper's son has got nothing to do with growing things.
Yeah, it is. On account of the beanstalk.
Hey, man, you are so stupid.
Jack and the Beans, don't act like you're dumb, okay?
I didn't know.
Bullshit. Yes, you did. Excuse my French. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to thank that.
Yeah, see, I knew you were doing it on purpose.
Hey, bud, don't try to... It's one thing where you're dumb. It's another thing when you try to be dumb. That ain't funny. It's funny when you're dumb. It ain't funny when you try to be dumb.
Oh, I see. So it's fun to laugh at me in the normal way that I am, but it ain't fun to laugh at me in a way that I... Oh, man, that's so horse dumb.
Uh-huh. Anyway, we went to the Green Thumb or wherever I went and picked up a couple of pumps. So what I need to do is I got to get some landscaping done here at the house. I don't have the biggest yard in the world.
Well, say that.
What does that mean?
It's a joke, Phil.
Jesus, Margaret, how would you know?
I wouldn't know. How dare you make any inference?
Well, then why don't you just knock it off with the dirty jokes, okay?
That was great.
You said you didn't have the largest yard in the world, and I said, I'll say that. I didn't say I'll say that again.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah,
huh? So, anyway, I went and I planted a... Am I going to be able to get through this without...
Well, you're talking about planting something.
Look, would you just call out everybody before he flips his lid?
I planted two trees in some dirt in the front yard, okay?
God, man, it's not even wide open, Mr. Henry.
Phil, you can't tee it up for them, okay?
I'm not teeing anything. So I planted a couple of triangle palms in the little planter out front. And, you know, we went over to get this, and we wanted to make sure it was drought resistant.
You know, the funny thing about palm trees are tropic, and one would think that they are water intensive, but they're not.
No, they're not. They're not. A lot of palm trees, they don't need a lot of water. They have learned or they have acclimated surviving with very little water, even though some palm trees may have grown up in or may be indigenous, I should say, to very rainy areas. I don't know about the triangle palm. I love this palm tree because it has got a beautiful, beautiful look to it. It bushes out. It's not a typical palm like some of those California date palms we have.
But the ones go way up, way, way up. Those ones that go way up in the air.
The ones that go way, way up in the air, it depends. But some of them are actually Iraqi date palms. They were brought to California from Iraq in the early 20th century, General. You know that?
Yeah, well, that was part of an effort in the out in the desert area to begin date growing, which they today successfully do. And Patsy and I love to go out there for the date shake and so forth. We also ship the dates around the country. We have a great many relatives who enjoy the different gift packs and the variety packs of dates. thinking about dates makes me want to throw up. Hold on for a minute.
Well, what does that mean?
Hold on for a minute. Thank God.
All right. So anyway.
Yeah, but the date palm. Yes, the date palms are delicious.
But thinking about them make you want to throw up.
Well, a little bit make me. Thinking about them make me want to throw up.
Thinking about them.
Yes, they make me want to vomit a little bit because there have been days when I've eaten so many date palms, or dates, I should say, not date palms, that I want to pitch my fucking guts up. God.
All right, so that's a great sell point for date palms, if you ever. Point being, we got four of these. I got two triangle palms, and I got two little sago palms, S-A-G-O. Don't ask me what they are, bud, and don't tell me what the name comes from like Sega, because no, it doesn't, okay?
I just thought maybe yet.
No, it doesn't. Those are little tiny palms.
Well, those are ones you put in the small pots.
Yeah. And we watered them, and tomorrow, it's supposed to go like every 48 hours, but, you know, that's kind of what you do when there's a drought, you know, if you want to do anything, and my house is long overdue to have kind of an overhaul in terms of the crap that I got planted around here. I got to cut a lot of stuff back, a lot of vines and stuff, and, weird stuff.
Well, you got all that, what do you call that, night-blooming jasmine?
Yeah, that stuff smells pretty good.
Yeah, we got night-blooming jasmine in the back, but it's all overgrown and crazy. So I got to get all of that. And we spent a good part of the weekend doing that. And as I was talking to Art Griego, he was very, very silent and was giving me this kind of, you know, he gives you that sound, that kind of that silence that a lot of your friends will give you when they don't approve of what you're doing or what you're saying.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, and I asked him, and he said he wasn't really, he did not consider it to be what he would do. Anyway, let's get Art on the line here from Santa Monica, California. Art Griego joining us from his machine shop over there. He's at the Santa Monica Airport. Art, how are you?
Hey, fellas, I'm doing very good. How are you?
Fine. So tell me and tell my listeners what you don't like about me planting palm trees.
There's nothing wrong with you planting palm trees, Phil. They're lovely trees. I like them. But I think we've gone overboard here in California with this drought. Everybody planting all of the gorgeous, beautiful front lawns that we've had and the beautiful green lawns that you see and the traditions of getting out there on a Saturday afternoon and mowing your lawn. All of that is going by the wayside as people are planting cactus. They're planting scrub brush. People's front yards look like the desolate old. They look like where car auto bodies are found, and where old tires are. You know, it looks like the just scrub wasteland.
Well, you're saying that people's front yards look like sort of the trash area of the desert.
Yes, and
well, as long as you don't see old car bodies in their front yards.
Yeah, what about that, Griego? Is you know, they don't look like they've got old. I've got dead car bodies and everything.
Well, I'm not talking about car bodies and
old tires, stuff like that.
I'm not talking about old tires. It looks like I'm tempted when I drive by a lot of people's front yards, Phil. I'm tempted to go back and get old machine parts that I've got and just throw them there until I realize, oh, wait a minute, that's someone's front yard.
And oh, come on.
I swear to Almighty God. I swear to Almighty God. You know,
well, Art, that is a little on the blasphemous side. Are you honestly swearing to God that you believe that people's front yards are old, just junk yards?
I'm saying that they look like those big stretches of desert where there's scrub brush, there's cactus, and you might as well throw an engine part or a car body or a dead, you know, cow, what, you know, whatever. And
go and get garbage and throw it there.
Yes, I am, and that's, I think...
Well, we're having a hard time believing that.
Can I just finish a thought here, if I could?
Go ahead.
Let the man finish.
I'm letting him finish.
Thank you, Bud. I'm saying...
But since when does Bud...
Just never mind.
Yeah, I'm saying that, Phil, you know, you don't have to believe me, but people's front yards and their landscaping in general look so lousy. It is looking so sparse. And so it looks like just the desolate and dead and barren ass end of the desert. Excuse me for putting it that way. I apologize, but it looks like the ass of the desert. And
all right, this ass of the desert is where you want to go and throw garbage.
That's where people do throw garbage. I don't.
Then why would you want to?
It's tempting to. To have the balls and the guts and the absolute... not to be frightened and not to be upset and not to be scared and to go ahead and have the balls and the guts to put a front lawn in and...
All right, to have the guts and the balls to put in a front lawn.
Yes, not this triangle pomp thing that you have done. And I can tell you, Phil, as speaking as a longtime gardener and a guy who really appreciates...
Let me ask you something, Grego.
Hold on for a minute, General. A longtime gardener, a guy that really appreciates the beauty and the luster of a front lawn, I'm telling you, there is nothing in the world like a beautiful grass lawn. This is where we played baseball. This is where we played football. This is where we taught our kids how to play tennis and, not tennis, but how we taught our kids how to play rugby or soccer or whatever. And
I don't know about rugby, but...
Well, you know what I'm talking about. And now we don't have it because we haven't got the guts. We haven't got the guts to grow a front lawn. And I'm for one, am sick.
All right, now let me ask you a question. It's a simple question. I'm sure you've had it before. What about people that are going to tell you that we need to, we need to conserve water because of the drought?
You know something? There was plenty of water for those farmers. And there was plenty of water for these guys that with the golf courses out there in Palm Springs. And yeah, how about that, huh, Phil? Do you think that they're going to let those golf courses go brown?
Well, Palm Springs is a different situation. Palm Springs has its own water supply.
Well, you know, I've never bought that. Palm Springs, I'm told by friends of mine, Palm Springs' water, that so-called spring water and water supply, is drying up. They are going to be without their own water supply, and in point of fact, they've been drawing water from other municipalities and from other water districts. So I ain't buying that, my friend. So while they got these golf courses all nice and green and pretty, I can't have a front lawn. And there you are putting in triangle palms and putting in sago palms, essentially, basically saying, Phil, hi everyone, I'm Phil Henry. Dump your garbage in my front lawn.
Well, I don't have a front lawn.
Well, I mean, but dump your garbage on my front property.
I barely have that. I got a patio, and I've got a little planter out front where I put two palm trees.
Jesus, that's even worse. You don't even have a... So, what do you got?
I live at the beach. I've got a small little lot size for my house, and it's all sand wherever you can plant something, and I planted a couple of palm trees.
So you don't even have room for someone if they wanted to throw a car, like an engine block.
Look, but you know, I don't know what you're trying to say to Phil, but I will tell you this. I'd love to have a beautiful front lawn. I'd love to have a nice big green lawn in the backyard. But you can't do it because there is no water. You can say what you want about golf courses or farmers or anything else. I try to grow a front lawn now and I'll be lynched. Now,
hey, watch that lynch stuff because that's very racial. You know,
it's racial if you're talking to a black person. We're all white people here.
Well, I mean, yeah, Robert's black, and you said about a black guy.
I didn't say anything to you, Robert. I'm talking about... wait a minute, it wasn't me.
It was me, and I didn't mean you, Robert. I meant me.
Yeah, I know that. Just be careful.
Yeah, but why did I blame myself?
Well, because maybe it's something you were thinking about.
Yeah, what were you... Let me ask you something. Are you afraid of being lynched if you grow a front lawn?
I've got a front lawn. And every day I'm out there seeding it, watering it, and mowing it, and I'm doing this to the neighbors. I put my thumb, the end of my thumb on my... You know what I'm going to do, right, Phil?
So you're going to thumb your nose?
Yeah, I go... like that. We have to take a stand. And I'll tell you, you know, that's not a bad way to do it. If you want to get something going on your show, Phil, it could be a... In my opinion, it could be something that could be a radio campaign that the Phil Henry Show could kick off. You know, say, you know, thumb your nose to the drought, or here's what I think of the drought. We believe in front lawns. We believe in beautiful green grass. And here's what we think. You know, it's just a thought.
That's an asinine thought. I don't think anyone would want to do it.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, I'm asking Mr. Henry, if you don't mind.
I think I know what he's going to say.
Well, all right, let me say this. I agree. I wouldn't say asinine. I don't think it's going to work. I think you're going to get people that are going to be going against you.
No, I'm not talking about me. You, if you lead the charge.
That's what I mean, me. If I lead the charge against water conservation and I say, thumb your nose at water conservation.
Yeah, that's it. Thumb your nose at water conservation. Be man enough to grow a front lawn.
Be man enough to grow a front lawn and...
And then you put the thumb on and go... Eh.
What is that?
What is this? What's the la-la?
It's not la-la. It's the... You hang your tongue out of your... Boy, you guys.
Hang your tongue out of your mouth and you go la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, it's like thumbing the nose.
Yeah, you thumb your nose and go... Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. What you're saying is na-na-na-na-na, but the tongue is blocking the lips, so it goes na-na-na-na-na. Like that, Phil? Try it.
Look.
Please, just try it, Phil.
All right. Na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, right there. You got it, man. You got it.
Oh, isn't that great, Griego? So Henry knows how to go la-la-la-la-la.
I said it wasn't la-la-la-la-la. You know,
I think that you are in an emotional state, Art, that cannot possibly support the leadership of any movement right now. You are, quite frankly, out of control.
I'm out of control, huh?
I agree. You just yelled at the general.
All right, I apologize. I'm sorry, General.
Well, it doesn't matter if you apologize to me. Your emotional state is the most important thing here, and you flipped your lid over this whole idea of growing a front lawn. Friend, you got a lot more up. You need more than just a front lawn, friend. You need a whole reseeding of yourself, of your...
Yeah, you need a reseeding of your personality.
There you go, right there. You need a reseeding. Jesus, I'm gagging.
What, you got acid reflux?
Maybe. What's it to you?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, the drought, la la la. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great, Art. No, we are not going to have anything to do with it. No, we are not going to, in the least, be a part of it. No, no, no.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Thank you very much for backing me up.
Of course I wouldn't back you up. Of course I'm not going to back up a guy that's going against water conservation at a time when we got to conserve water.
And all those farmers?
Whatever the farmers are doing, whatever Palm Springs is doing, whatever the golf courses are doing, all that stuff is going to get worked out. So, thank you.
Oh, man. Just remember, folks, la 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 la.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for nothing, Phil.
And by the way, Art Griego will be in Dallas, Texas next weekend.
That was Tom Catton.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Tom Catton will be in Dallas, Texas next weekend, I should say, as part of his protest against gay marriage. Is that it?
Yeah, Catton thinks that he's got some kind of a plan. What a moron.
Yeah, okay. Catton doesn't know his ass for a hole of ground to be a worse guy with what do you call a health food place to be against it.
Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with it, man. Just nothing, okay? And by the way, Art, if you're listening, dude, you know, we love you and respect you. What do you mean, la, 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 la? Are you an idiot or something? Nobody is going to go for that. And on top of everything else, if I see front lawns now, I don't even like front lawns anymore. You want to play football? Go to a football field.
Yes, but how are they going to conserve the football field?
I guess they'll have to play on dirt.
Oh, yeah, and you think... Hey, Henry, you think that's really going to be the case?
Yeah, I do.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on a Podcast One network.
Yeah.